If this music by Tchaikovsky gives you visions of sugar plum fairies, you are not alone. For many ballet fans, and practically every ballet dancer, the Nutcracker is their gateway. Christopher Wheeldon danced his first Nutcracker when he was 11 with London's Royal Ballet.
And I was selected to be one of the kids in that production. And then I, you know, continued dancing in the Nutcracker for my years as a dancer, especially moving to America.
Wheeldon is now a choreographer and has created a new Nutcracker for the Joffrey Ballet. While he happily accepted the assignment, he had some questions.
You know, if I'm going to approach a classic like the Nutcracker, how can I put my stamp on it? You know, why is it worthwhile to look at this?
The key for him was setting the new production in Chicago, specifically at the famous World's Fair of 1893, a period that is contemporaneous with the original ballet. He did a great deal of research.
One photograph in particular of a worker's shack sitting under the towering skeletal sort of construction of the buildings going up. And that sort of made us think about, oh, well, perhaps this is maybe the story of an immigrant worker's family rather than, you know, the child of a wealthy Victorian family.
So Wheeldon's Nutcracker, with a new scenario by children's book author Brian Selznick, focuses on Polish immigrants.
The largest innovation in this production is its setting, is the idea that it's a poor family, that it focuses on a community that sort of comes together at Christmas and very much makes do with what it has.
The cast includes 50 professional dancers and more than 100 kids. Principal ballerina Victoria Giani danced her first Nutcracker in Tbilisi, Georgia, when she was 11. She's been with the Joffrey Company for 14 years and danced many roles in the Nutcracker, including the Sugar Plum Fairy. This year, she is doing the equivalent part, but says Wheeldon has added psychological dimension.
Here, we have a chance to build a story. It has a bit more depth, in my perspective, and meaning. So the first act, I play the sculptress, also a single parent to Marie and Fritz. She is sculpting one of the biggest sculptures of the World's Fair in Chicago. And then in the second act, in Marie's imagination, it's in her dream that her mom becomes a golden statue herself.
And the World's Fair setting seems a natural fit for the second act, when the magical Drosselmeyer character, here named the Impresario, takes Marie on a tour of the fair.
It seemed like a no-brainer in a way, because the the international pavilions at the World's Fair are kind of the perfect setting for the sort of standard national dances of the second act.
Wheeldon says despite the fresh take, he's making sure his production delivers what is expected of a Nutcracker.
We follow the structure of the story quite closely and the things that are dictated by the score, like the Christmas tree growing, the land of the snow, the waltz of the snowflakes. All of those are still very much in this production.
The Joffrey Ballet plans to present Wheeldon's production every year and take it on tour, so audiences outside Chicago can experience it as well. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in Chicago.